All right, there's no denying that right now this is perfect hoodie weather.
Absolutely.
The rain on the way. But for Woman Wednesday, here's where the debate comes. Mm-hmm. Do you wear a shirt under your sweatshirt?
Oh. I need a little. Depends on the situation. Can I say both?
No, it does not depend on the situation. And this is why I brought this up. The other day, I wore a sweatshirt here to work. And I was like, okay, I have to have a tank top underneath. I don't know what it is, but I always have to wear something underneath. If I have a sweatshirt on or a sweater, like today I have a sweater on, I have a tank top underneath. There's something in the back of my mind that's almost like a safety net that just in case it automatically goes up to or randomly goes up to 80 degrees, I'm not going to be sweating in my sweatshirt. I can take it off.
That's your philosophy?
Yes.
See, I do both. And I think your way is right. The majority of times if I'm going out or something, I'll usually have a tank top under as well, just in case something like that happens. But there's also situations where I just throw a sweatshirt on. Like yesterday I was leaving the gym, I was sweaty, I had a fresh sweatshirt. I just put the sweatshirt on with nothing under it.
Ew, after sweaty at the gym?
Yeah.
No, you just soiled it. But like today, okay, it's raining. If I were to wear a sweatshirt today, even though I know there's no chance I'm taking the sweatshirt off, I'm still have a tank top on underneath.
Okay, if there's no chance I know I'm taking a sweatshirt off, I will not wear a tank top underneath. I will not wear anything underneath because I know I don't need to.
I have to.
I've never
it's
thought
a safety
of this.
Net.
Like, this is a crazy question to me.
Well, the other day I wore a tank top underneath a sweater and it was like one that I would never, ever wear just by itself. So even if it did get randomly really, really hot, I still wouldn't take my sweatshirt off because I wouldn't wear that tank top just normally. You know, I don't know. This is one of those weird things. So for Woman Wednesday, am I alone? Do you have to wear a shirt under your sweatshirt or sweater?
I'm very curious about what the IE is going to say about this because I've never really thought about this. 888-431-3764. Call or text. It's Kelly and Guy on KFRO. It was the 14th of October. Do you wear clothing underneath your sweatshirt? That's Kelly's Woman's Wednesday question. And Kelly, it's not as just cut and dry as yes or no.
Yeah, it is.
It isn't.
100% of the time, if I'm wearing a sweatshirt or a sweater, I have a shirt on underneath.
909 says this, and this is a backhanded compliment to me, I guess. I'm with Guy on this one. I never thought I'd actually say that. Yeah, thanks. You didn't have to add that bit in, but anyway. And then she goes on and says, it's a both situation.
Okay, Alma and Rancho, what do you think? If you're wearing a sweatshirt, do you have a shirt on underneath?
Yes, I have to.
Why?
I just feel like it's my safety net, and I just feel like I need to wear it.
I totally get it. Okay, somebody brought up a great point. The 951 says, I think it's a California thing because the weather's always changing. Are you born and raised in California?
Yes.
So is there no situation whatsoever where you might need to quickly run an errand or something where you wouldn't, or it's always...
Always.
100% agree with you, Alma. Always have a shirt on underneath a sweatshirt.
That's not the case. I can honestly remember situations where I haven't worn anything under, and then I think the majority of the time I have. It's not just cut or dry like that.
Okay, take a listen to what the 909 says. A coworker of mine yesterday, in fact, says she doesn't wear anything underneath her sweatshirts. And so we talked about this. I said, the sweatshirt is not your main shirt that you wear for the day. So you need to have a shirt on or something underneath it. The sweatshirt is meant to go over something.
And I don't necessarily think that's correct. 951 agrees, yes, tank top or a cami is a must, usually undergarment, tank, shirt, then a hoodie. So, why? Like, why though? You don't.
Here's the part that doesn't make sense for me, and Kristen in Pinion Hills gets it. Says, I'm right there with you, Kelly. I'll even wear a spaghetti strap tank top underneath a sweatshirt, knowing full well that if I do take my sweatshirt off, I won't because of the shirt I have on underneath. 100%. That was me the other day. Wore a shirt I would never wear by itself, but I had to have something on underneath.
So it might be like this. 951 says, I feel naked without one.
Yep.
It might be that situation. Is that a sweatshirt you're wearing now?
Yes, and look it. Tank top on underneath.
But you're never going to take that off today.
Nope, not at all.
So
you can weigh in. 888-431-3764. You say I'll never change just to go around town with what are you wearing underneath your sweatshirt? If you're me, it's 100% of the time I have a tank top on. Doesn't matter if it's a tank top I would even wear. It's a safety net thing. So for Woman Wednesday, when you wear a sweatshirt, do you have a shirt on underneath?
And most people agree with you, Kelly. I've had a bit more time to process this life-changing conversation we're having this morning. And I don't think it's particularly necessary. I have sweatshirts that I wear that I know are going to be on all the time. Why do I have to have something under? It's a waste of a shirt. It's just going to go in the wash after. You can save it.
I'm telling you, I don't know if it's like the safety net thing for me. I have to have something on underneath. Debbie and Yukaipa, what about you? Do you wear a shirt underneath your sweatshirt?
50-50. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, depending on the weather, though.
I agree with you.
If it's really, really cold, yes, but California usually doesn't get really, really cold. So most of the time I don't, unless it's going to be a hot day and then I'll have a tank under it.
There's some like sweatshirts that I really like and I wear them knowing I'm not going to take them off. And I know they're lighter if it's more mild conditions. So why do I have to have something under it?
It's a safety net, just in case. You never know. Mother Nature is very fickle.
I guess I like the feel of the sweatshirt on my skin versus a tank top.
I kind of get that. Mm-hmm. But yep. I like it on my shoulders and my arms.
On your shoulders.
909 says, I always wear a shirt underneath my sweater in case I get hot. I want to take my sweater off. I don't want to feel like I'm cooking in an oven.
A lot of people are saying that as well. 818, this is a battle I have my daughters off. And they don't wear a t-shirt under their sweatshirts. And they don't get why I always will, because it is too hot and you never know when it will get hot. But like Kelly, look at you. I know you're not going to take that sweatshirt off today.
No, it's a sweater. It's not even a sweatshirt. It's a sweater. I still will always have something on underneath.
So it's not necessarily the weather. It's just the feel?
I don't know. It's something mental with me. I don't know. 951 gets it, though. They say, I feel naked without one. In my opinion, it's like not wearing underwear. Well, that's a whole other discussion.
That's another one I'm torn on. Sometimes I don't wear underwear. Sometimes I do.
I did not need to know that.
I'm the only normal one around here.
Yeah, okay. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
This is where it ends. Love you like I used to.
Today is perfect hoodie weather, but we want to know, what are you wearing underneath your hoodie? For me, I have to have a tank top on underneath.
The majority of people agree with you, but I don't. I have nothing under the hoodie. I don't need to wear anything under the hoodie.
Tracy and Rancho, what about you? What are you wearing underneath your hoodie?
I absolutely do, and I think it is a generational thing because I am a millennial where we used to layer 3 or 4 camis.
Yeah.
As like our style and our look, so I have to have my emotional support cami or I feel naked.
I love that. That is so true. Back to where, you would have like the lace cami underneath your shirt.
I don't know what a cami is.
Yep, exactly.
Cami's like a little tank top. A camisole is short for.
I just learned. I didn't know what a camisole is either. Do you wear camis?
Yes. It's a little tank top. I have to have something on underneath. Even like right now I have a sweater on, not like a sweatshirt. I have to have a tank top. Look, tank top on underneath.
It's a nice sweatshirt and I know that you're not taking that off today. So you don't necessarily have to wear anything under that.
I do. It's something mental. It doesn't matter. Sweatshirt, sweater, I have to have something on underneath. A lot of people are with me on this and agree that there has to be a shirt on underneath.
Yeah, the majority of people are with you. I just think it's not necessary. I don't get it. I like the feel of the sweatshirt on my skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, there is a 909 agreeing with you that says, no, there's something about the feel of the soft inside of the sweatshirt. I'm okay with that on my arms. But I think here in Southern California, too, the weather can go crazy from hour to hour. So I'm prepared in case it does get hot, I can take my sweatshirt off.
And I understand that. And I will do that for that reason sometimes. But I know the weather's going to be the same. I don't need to do it.
Okay, 909 here says, there's a difference. With a crew neck, yes, you need to have something on underneath, even if it's a sports bra. But if it's a zip-up sweatshirt, sometimes I don't wear anything underneath.
Yeah, I don't think it's a definitive yes or no question.
Okay, hold on. A zip-up sweatshirt, you have to have something on underneath.
I don't always.
No, psychos wear their sweatshirts like that.
Did you just call me a psycho?
Yes.